as you notice the strength of delegation from Deputy Prime Minister to Premier and Chief Ministers and Ministers reflect our not only our friendship, our enhanced bilateral relations and commitment. And this will continue because other than our meetings, the bilateral meetings between ministers have continued, and they've helped us immensely in terms of coming to a final resolution to some of these outstanding issues. But may I also thank you, Prime Minister Lawrence, for the hospitality. It may be a short working visit, but it's very substantive. You didn't allow me even to have a few minutes break. But I do enjoy this very much, because the meeting has been very cordial. We have shown such a friendship after a series of meetings. You mentioned this official working visits, but beyond that, almost at every opportunity in any multilateral engagements, we make it a point to update issues, to show concern about the welfare of our people and the progress made in some of these earlier decisions. Now, you have raised the issue of FIR, and we acknowledge the need to accept the fact that we need such a flow to Changi and Seletar, in as much that we need a flow to the east, particularly Sabah and Sarawak. And as I've alerted you, Prime Minister, we have more flights into that region as compared to the earlier strength when we initially discussed this in the last many decades. But so the parameters are laid down. We're quite clear on that. So we need to just ensure that whatever arrangement should not frustrate the free movements. And if we accept that principle, I think we can move ahead with more certainty. Similarly, on the issue of energy, as you know, you have been very supportive of the ASEAN Power Grid with Petro-Vietnam, Petronas, and Singapore. And now we are also embarking in an aggressive manner. There is a supply of gas, which is in abundance from Sarawak for Peninsular Malaya and Singapore. I've given two steps today by Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, and I told him I'm sure Singapore can do a bit more after that. Now, on the economic partnership, on a more serious note, I'm, of course, very pleased. And I've said this, Foreign Minister is aware that most of my encounters with my counterpart in other countries, in international forums, I've always made it a point to mention the spectacular example and success, not only a matter of economic arrangement, but it could only happen in terms of the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone because of the trust and the friendship. And I don't think this should be ignored or underestimated. This is, I repeat, unprecedented. And we have seen the initial results, which is startling, which, of course, benefits Singapore, but more so in Malaysia. And I've said, due to this economic zone, for the first time in our history, Singapore has registered a phenomenal growth in terms of investments, surpassing my state, Penang. Johor. And I have no complaints about it.
Johor,
I'm sorry.
Johor.
Phenomenal increase in Johor that surpassed Penang. Because I'm too upset about Penang. Now, connectivity, I've referred to in terms of energy, but also investments, and we are open to encourage more investments from Singapore. And Malaysia is a trading nation, as you know, and with all these uncertainties, it is critical that we enhance this sort of trade between countries and within ASEAN. And that is why this showcase of this economic zone can be a good example how countries can work together for the benefit of both the economies and the people. The maritime boundary, I concede, is more complex. But if we have a clear commitment to try and resolve, I'm sure we should progress and beyond just recognizing it's a problem, a complex problem. And my position is clear. I've told Prime Minister Lawrence, to my colleagues in the cabinet and also the officials, we must work towards an amicable resolution, even if it is not in full, at least progress in part. There are, of course, other issues that we have discussed extensively, the regional issues, trade issues, but I think generally we are on the same page. And I am, of course, extremely delighted to be here and be able to discuss very candidly and frankly with Prime Minister Lawrence and joined by the cabinet members. And we should see, other than the formal meetings, more exchanges, more interaction. Because for the two countries, we have, of course, a unique sort of relationship. We can choose to just ask questions about some problem in the past, or we can choose to ensure that this sort of unique relationship would favorably and ultimately strengthen not only diplomatic relations, but more so economic, trade, cultural, and educational, as you have shown such a goodwill in terms of sending your volunteer teachers to Malaysia. So, terima kasih sekali lagi.